It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Entering a critical thinking zone. Thinking caps are required beyond this point. From deep behind enemy lines, deep in the heart of the Midwest, it's your host, Andrew Coppins. And it's time for critical thinking.
The President of the United States of America makes the case to vote against him. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz decides not to show up for a scheduled televised debate. The CDC director got her updated booster, and we have an update on that. And, Pat, is it bad when a trans individual or any individual, I don't know, strips bare naked on live primetime television? Just asking that question. We have a lot to critically think through, but before we get into that, what the hell kind of a weekend did we stumble upon, Pat? Now, I will say this. My Packers suck. They're terrible, horrible, no good, very bad right now. Yeah, they're not as bad as the Chicago Bears yet. They're not as bad as the Detroit Lions, the Cleveland Browns, the Carolina Panthers. However, are we in territory where the Packers need to discuss a top five draft pick this year?
Probably, but in fairness to the Carolina Panthers, they did just beat Tampa Bay yesterday.
Yeah, with a 49-year-old geriatric quarterback who is looking every bit of his age now. Speaking of which, Pat, I don't know if you've seen enough of Aaron Rodgers over the last 3-4 weeks here.
I haven't watched any Aaron Rodgers, so okay. I couldn't.
Because I was going to ask you, because I have seen him, obviously, his entire career. One of the things that I keep harping on is, folks, he is done. And why do I say that? What is one of the greatest hallmarks of Aaron Rodgers as a quarterback, Pat? If you had three things that you would say, this defines Aaron Rodgers as a quarterback.
His ability to pass the ball and to be accurate.
Okay. Yep. So his accuracy, his thinking ability, right? His ability to think quickly. Yep. And thirdly, his cannon of an arm. You know, he can throw it across the field 50 yards while running, you know, that type of stuff, right? I have never seen him be as inaccurate as he has been over the last 3 weeks, if not the entirety of the season.
Does he just have the yips?
No, I don't think so. And that's the issue that's at foot. Because it doesn't matter if it's going to Alan Lazard or Robert Tonyan or some of the veteran guys that are there with him, that, you know, Randall Cobb. He got Randall Cobb injured a couple of weeks ago with his inaccuracy. Alan Lazard out with a shoulder issue this week, or after a few receptions this week. We saw him on a fourth down play where Sammy Watkins was told basically to run that fake. He was going to fake that he was blocking and go up. And then he decided to throw the underneath ball to the wide receiver who was about to get absolutely killed, right? And instead of throwing it in a protective way, he throws I'm going to throw it as far outside, you know, to the outside arm. Instead of throwing it here, he throws it here. Gets him absolutely killed. He threw at least 7 or 8 balls that were either inside or down below the ankles or at the ankles when people are wide open. I am telling you right now, between Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, we are watching the ends of their careers. It's not fun. So if I'm Green Bay, I need a quarterback, because we have no idea if Jordan Love can be that answer. None. We still don't.
I'm not convinced that he is the answer.
Okay, I'm not convinced of that. But we honestly have no idea. Why? Because every time we've put him in a game, other than that start against Kansas City 2 years ago, right? And what? How can you possibly, in the throes of their Super Bowldom, tell whether or not he had it, right? You didn't give him a game plan to let him just go at it, if you will. I have no idea. But every time he's ever played outside of that one game, it's always been with second string players in mop up duty. You've got no clue whether or not he can actually play. But you need competition, period, amen, regardless of whether or not he's the answer or not. So if I'm Green Bay at this point, Pat, while I'm still trying, you're four games basically out of first place in your division already. Minnesota has one loss on the season, and they already owned a victory over you.
Yeah.
So it's three and a half game. It's a 3.5 game lead right now, potentially a 4-game lead. Your Ravens, though, interesting team. I think they can put it together, and if they can put it together on defense in the second half, woo.
That's been the struggle. All three of their losses have been defensive screw-ups and losing leads.
Yeah, Green Bay has managed, by the way, to score in the course of 4, 8, 9, 10, 12. Over the course of, I believe it's the last 12 or 14 quarters of football, how many offensive touchdowns, Pat, would you guess?
Three.
You are correct. Three offensive touchdowns. So we are who we are, and it'll be interesting to see where this season goes. But the one good bright spot from this game is that it looks like the offensive line has a structure that can work to it. They put Jenkins back at left guard, where I believe is his best position. Bakhtiari not playing is a good thing as far as I'm concerned. I would be surprised if he comes back. I think he needs to retire for his own safety, health, longevity of life, if you will. But yeah, they looked much better on the offensive line this week. It's just they couldn't execute the rest of the story. Speaking of that, though, Pat, over the weekend, we had one of the most insane weekends of all time in terms of news. I don't know about you, Pat, but I'm pretty sure if I am the president or running for president or running for any office, whether that's dog catcher or whatever it is, I am pretty sure making the case for not voting for me is a recipe for losing an election. I don't know about you. You think that?
Yeah. It usually is. Yeah.
Well, here's how Joe Biden answered the question about fitness for duty, if you will.
So let's say Trump doesn't run again. Convince Aunt Gloria that she should stick with you.
Well, I think Aunt Gloria should take a look. I think it's a legitimate thing to be concerned about anyone's age, including mine. I think that's totally legitimate. But I think the best way to make the judgment is to watch me. You know, am I slowing up? Am I don't have the same pace as her? And that old joke, everybody talks about the, the new 70s, 50s, and all that stuff. I'm a great respecter of fate. I could get a disease tomorrow. I could, drop dead tomorrow. But I, in terms of my energy level, in terms of how much I'm able to do, I think people should look and say, does he still have the same passion for what he's doing? And if they think I do and I can do it, then that's fine. If they don't, then they should vote against me. Not against me. They should encourage me not to go. But that's not how I feel. I can't even say the age I'm going to be. I can't even get it out of my mouth.
You creep. What the hell was that?
What was that?
That's a move that every guy uses to lean in for that first kiss or
Is he on a first date with this guy? Like what?
Jonathan Capert?
Oh yeah.
I don't know about you, but I just that. I wish this clip would have gone a couple of seconds further, because I have to wonder how creeped out Jonathan Capert was. Because at first he's smiling, and then you can start to see that smile dissipate into what the hell is going on.
Did you by chance see when he said that you know they should vote against me? Jonathan Capehart's eye went like
right, this. Exactly. Like, did you just make like, the case?
Are you sure you want to be saying that right
for
now?
Your opposition. But more importantly than that, he's right. If we look at him and we decide that he has slowed down, that he is incapable of doing his job, we should be making sure he doesn't run. We should be making the case that, no, dude, no, you are not going to become president again. And I don't think we can harp on this enough. This man is absolutely... There's another part of this, Pat. I don't know if you caught it. Did you catch this? He's holding that pen in his hand.
Uh-huh.
Do you know why? Do you know why that happened?
Is it giving him something to grasp onto?
It is not even a defense mechanism. It is a mechanism that allows the shakes, the unsteadiness of his hand. Because he's gripping something.
Right.
It allows for people to not see it. Otherwise, how many people walk with a pen in their hand? I'm going to do a walk and talk and make sure that I've got a pen in my hand. Like, what is he doing? Writing down notes on the other hand? No, that's clearly not the case, because we saw it when he opened up his hand to, lean in for the kiss with MSNBC, which is apropos for the Democratic Party. What the? I mean, you imagine the outcry. By the way, this week, that was obviously pre-recorded, right? That was not live, per se.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's the third or fourth time this week that he put his hands on a reporter. Now, this not aggressively, right? This was creepy, but not aggressive. But this is the third documented time in a week that he has put his hands on a reporter. You would think at some point in time, if you have some leftover cognitive short-term ability, you would have gotten the message from your handlers to stop touching reporters. It's really that simple. It's always creepy.
It's 2022, Joe. You got to keep your hands to yourself, okay?
He hasn't been able to. But remember... His case to the American people, Pat, is that this ain't your father's Republican Party.
Oh, this ain't your father's Republican Party. Not a joke.
This is not your father's Republican Party.
This is not your father's Republican Party. This is a different deal. They are not who we are. They're not who America is.
Because this is not your father's Republican Party. This, I call them the new Republican Party. This is not your father's Republican Party.
I remember working with Republicans. Republicans. And by the way, this ain't your father's Republican Party.
This is not your father's Republican Party. This is a different group of folks, ladies and gentlemen.
Not every Republican is a MAGA Republican. Not every Republican embraces that extreme ideology.
And not all Republicans, but the radical right in the Republican Party.
So 2005 to 2022, that's almost 20 years of Joe Biden telling us that this ain't your father's Republican Party. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Over the course of that time, I went from technically having the ability to have children to being in the prime years of having children, although I don't. So my question to you, Pat, is this. If in 2005, this wasn't your father's Republican Party, in 2022, shouldn't it be? This isn't your grandfather's Republican Party?
Yeah.
Carry the one,
uh-huh,
plus the two, tilde, ampersand sign. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Because those kids are going to be, what, 17 years old at this point? Going on 18?
Yeah. They're going on 18. Next year. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Also, did you see the fact that they show that clip of the audience in the 2005 clip? And it's like a young kid, like a kid that's probably like 8 or 9 years old, somewhere around there, sitting at that, I believe it's South Carolina's Democratic convention or whatever the hell it was back then. Holy crap. This is a man who is an absolute 100% broken record. Like, what? This ain't your father's Republican. So wait a minute. Mitt Romney wasn't your father's Republican Party. John McCain wasn't your father's Republican Party. Who the hell was your father's Republican Party? Ronald Reagan? Because if so, Bush? Mitt Romney, George W. Bush, Donald Trump sure as hell are not Ronald Reagan. You are correct in that. But guess what? Nobody's Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan is an... No, there's just nothing like Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan was his own breed.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. He spoke about, not having, he could drop dead tomorrow. And if we think he doesn't have the fitness to run, to not vote for him. Have we not been saying that for years?
Like, at least the better part of his entire presidency. All you have to do is look at that clip, right? Go back to 2018 versus today. And you can see the anger that he has, right? In 2018, the screaming into the microphone. But it's at least you can tell the light bulb is still on. Today, when he screams into a microphone, 90% of the time, the light bulb is off.
Well, did you notice when he's in this interview, too, he's not really following a coherent thought? It's shifting constantly.
100%. It's a stream of consciousness. He can't even give you the 70 is the new 50. Ha 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 ha. 60 is the new 40. 50 is the new 30, right?
Right.
Except for it's not, because you ain't having kids like you could at 30, at 50. So, sure. Sure. Now, I don't know about you, Pat, but I have never seen a sitting president of the United States of America make the case that if you think I am not up to the task, don't vote for me. By the way, if you have questions about my cognitive ability and whether I've got the energy or whatever, don't vote for me. Hell, I've never seen somebody running for school board or dog catcher or county treasurer or town, recorder make that case. If you think that my cognitive ability isn't there, please don't vote for me. Because what are you doing? You are making people pay attention to your weakness. Why do we always go through a SWOT analysis in politics, right? You go through that so that you understand what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are, what opportunities and what threats exist, right? And you highlight your strengths, you downplay your weaknesses, you take advantage of your opportunities, and you attempt to do what? Buttress against the threats that exist. He literally is reversing the SWOT. Hi, here are all my weaknesses and my threats to being president of the United States. Have at it, Hoss. Like you said, the look on the face of the interviewer is just like, what the hell's going on here? I'm literally throwing you a softball to make the case to the American people that you are with it, and you show them around every corner that you are not with it. What the hell is going on? How the hell did we get here, Pat? You ever wonder that? Like, how are we this dumb? How are we this? I refuse to believe that America is this stupid.
anger. Well, no. I don't think America is necessarily this stupid. I think America is this emotional, because this is a result of hate voting. I mean, people blindly voted with their hate against Donald Trump, which is the first time I think in election history I've ever seen something like that happen, where hate voting is won. Normally, you vote for something, not against something.
Yeah, that's true.
And so they were so blinded by their own hate and everything that was going on under Donald Trump, especially in that last year with all the race riots, yeah. COVID. You had all this emotional stuff going on that people voted on their emotions. They voted with the anger that everyone had built up over the course of that last year of Donald Trump's presidency. If you take away COVID, you probably don't have the race riots. Or at least if you do, they're on a much lesser scale. And you probably don't have people being pissed off that they're having to be quarantined and all this sort of crap the entire time either. Mm-hmm. And people not losing their jobs. So you take away those things, the hate voting is no longer there, and you have a second term of Donald Trump. You don't even have Joe Biden right now. That's what happened. That is why we have Joe Biden in office.
Yeah.
Not to mention the election was also stolen. So,
right, and we're not saying it was stolen in the sense of Rudy Giuliani and what's her nuts.
Right.
We have always claimed that this election was stolen by people like Zuckerberg, who fudged around the edges of legality. In fact, in the state of Wisconsin, he did it illegally. He used the various election commissions throughout the heavily Democratic areas to attempt to influence the election.
For his arrest in Wisconsin?
No, there's not a warrant for his arrest. Okay. He was found civilly liable.
Okay. That's what it was. Okay. Yeah. I couldn't remember what it was.
Yeah. So he's paying a very hefty fine. And those people who did this inside the election commissions have all been put in jail, by the way, I believe.
Right.
I'll have to double check on that, but I believe some of them have been put in jail and they've at least been fined and I believe removed from office. We have that. We have the issues with the Arizona election, and we have issues in Atlanta and Philly that will never ever be adjudicated in. And that was by design, though, Pat. That's what I want people to understand, is that the Democratic Party understood the rules of the game in terms of what could happen at the back end of an election, right?
Right.
They understood that there's a limited time frame for people to dig up and find the evidence. Now, 2 years on, we still don't have all of the evidence in Arizona. What we do have in Arizona is a large pile of circumstantial evidence that suggests there was some hanky-panky going on there. What we do have is circumstantial evidence in Texas, of all places. We have it in Atlanta, for sure. And it was designed that way. It was designed for chaos. It was designed to make it hard to prove, but easily understood to have been hanky-panky, right? Hey, right, we're going to put those drop boxes in. And who the hell knows how many, the voting in this district in Atlanta went up 400% for Joe Biden. Yeah, okay, sure. I'm going to believe that. Having said all of that, it was how that election was set up. It was the voting by mail, right? Not a vote. I shouldn't say vote by mail. It was a offer of your vote, right? Not right. You requesting it. It was a vote out, not in. It was, the drop boxes. It was opening all of the mechanisms that shouldn't be open. Why? Because you open yourself up to where's the chain of custody? Where's the proof that this is a legitimate vote? And that's always been the problem. And more importantly, even here in Chicago, there's evidence that people who voted for Donald Trump, people who voted for other candidates for even aldermanic districts, were having their votes suppressed. Suddenly, those votes are the only ones that magically didn't get counted in the machines. I have no way of knowing whether my vote actually counted or not. None. I have no way, because they didn't record them that way. I have no way to prove that my vote actually counted. Sure, the machine spit something out at me, but that machine only records whether or not they actually took the ballot. It doesn't record what you voted for. That happens separately. So there's a lot of stuff that needs to be cleaned up heading into the 2022 elections. We'll see about that. But Pat, before we go any further into some of the insanity from this weekend, why don't we, speaking of insane, play a little bit of the B or not the B. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Hit me with that headline.
Alrighty then. Stacey Abrams reveals 8 more problems besides inflation that can fix that you can fix by killing your kids. Stacey Abrams reveals 8 more problems besides inflation you can fix by killing your kids. Is this the B or not the B? That is the question. Why are you thinking about that, Andrew Coppins? Folks, if you haven't gone to coffeebrandcoffee.com yet, you really, really should. Because here's the thing. Yes, you have something there.
It's the easiest business name of all time, and you gotta double take it.
Right.
Coffee brand. Coffee.
And here's the sad part. I ordered that hot chocolate last week, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I got it on Friday. Mm-hmm. And since it snowed here in Utah yesterday, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, and it got cold, mm-hmm, I'm like, oh, you know, someone's going to get some hot chocolate. Mm-hmm. So I opened up the, because I got two bags. I got the one of the velvet chocolate, and I got one of the marshmallow, right?
Okay. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And so I opened up, I tried the velvet chocolate first. I'm probably going to try the other one here later on today. And I got to say, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good. So yeah, if you're into that kind of thing, you know, and you're not a coffee drinker like me, you could still go there and support them and get some hot chocolate. Or if you're into tea, you can get tea. But if you're also, if you're a coffee drinker like Andrew, go to coffeebrandcoffee.com.
Are you the Ted Lasso on tea? Are you in the Ted Lasso category on tea?
Tea is also a religious thing. So no, I don't think so. But I've not seen Ted Lasso to be able to say one way or the other.
You haven't seen Ted Lasso?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, Patrick Oney. You and Mrs. Patton need to watch that. Mrs. Patton, you.
If it's TVMA, I guarantee you she will not.
I don't believe it's TVMA. There's swearing, but that's about it. There's really nothing too graphic about the show. It is absolutely freaking-lutely hilarious. It's also really heartwarming. Yeah. It's got a really great message to it.
It also, isn't it on Apple TV Plus or something like that?
Yes.
Yeah, we don't have that.
Why not?
Are you not an Apple family? Well, she is.
Right, because she's the smart one in the family.
Yeah. No.
But please, folks, on that tangent, if you are a coffee person instead of a tea person, if you are a hot chocolate instead of tea, or you're a tea instead of coffee person, they got you covered. Coffeebrandcoffee.com. Enter the promo code Critical Thinking at checkout. 5% off. Again, coffeebrandcoffee.com. Critical Thinking is the promo code. 5% off. All right. So lay that headline on me one last time.
Stacey Abrams reveals 8 more problems besides inflation you can fix by killing your kids.
Whoa. Well, there's a lot of problems. No, I'm just kidding. totally kidding.
I can't believe you went there.
Totally kidding. No, kids are, regardless of whatever is happening in their lives, whatever they do or don't do, even if your kid is Jeffrey Dahmer or Adolf Hitler, killing, like, you ever see that? What if their parents never had Adolf Hitler? Or what if they killed Adolf Hitler?
Yeah, what if we went back and killed baby Adolf? Yeah.
Still would have happened.
It would have just been, it would have been on a different name.
Yeah. Because did you see all the scientists? Did you see Adolf Eichmann? Did you see? These people were bad people.
Yeah.
He was not alone. This wasn't an original idea. He just happened to be the ignition, if you will, of that. He was the spark, the igniter, if you will, right? That electric start on the gas grill. That's who he was. Now, that notwithstanding, I'm going to go with this being the Babylon Bee.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not sure, because I'm pretty sure I could come up with 8 reasons that Stacey Abrams might tell us. But I'm going to go with this being the Babylon Bee.
Well, you would be correct. This is the Babylon Bee.
$100 of Dominic Izzo's money that we can then turn around and spend on coffeebrandcoffee.com. Promo code critical thinking. See what I did there?
Yep, I do. So you learned from Stacey Abrams that you can deal with high food and gas prices by murdering your children. But what other problems in your life could be solved by simply offing your kids? Ms. Abrams has graciously compiled a list of 8 other stressors you could have off your back with a little help from a hitman. 1, climate change. Once you stop those suckers from producing carbon dioxide, you'll never worry if you're done your part to battle global warming. 2, you have a pack so much extra crap for vacation. Besides, everyone says Disney is more fun without kids. Why shouldn't it be a magical for one person footing the bill, huh? 3, parent-teacher conferences. Oh, no God. More having to hear about little Johnny talking too much because, you know, he's dead.
But Pat, hang on a second. Hang on a second, though. We wouldn't have little Johnny jokes if there's no parent-teacher you know what I mean? Like, come on. Dirty Johnny jokes? The little kid jokes?
Isn't that the point here?
Yeah, but those are funny.
Because, but they put in a little but Johnny joke here. If you kill a
little
here.
Johnny, then there's no little...
Dude, there's a little Johnny joke here. That's the whole point. No one will hog your Legos. Kids always take the little hinge pieces and that you need, which is uber annoying. 5, less risk of sorrow. The fewer people you have, the fewer people you really love and care for, the less risk of sorrow. What a deal. 6, having to keep glass on a high shelf. Super irritating. Sorry, kid, you're just not worth it. 7, getting behind on your Netflix shows. Kids out of the picture, binge watching gratuitous violence has never been easier. 8, people making a fuss when you die. Who doesn't want to be alone in silence on their deathbed? Well, thanks, Stacey. The state of Georgia has been so lucky to have you as their rightful governor these past 4 years.
Wait a minute. She's not the governor, Pat.
duh.
Pretty sure that's Brian Kemp.
Duh.
Which, by the way, remember, I think is really interesting.
She never conceded the election, though.
Do you know who the Democrats are now trying to float to run for president on the Republican side in 2024?
Please tell me it's not Stacey Abrams.
No, the Democrats are saying these people, like, and by Democrats, I mean the mainstream media.
Yeah.
One and the same. Brian Kemp. They're saying he needs to be the one that runs because he's defeating Stacey Abrams twice, right? He's defeating these, and he is no Donald Trump. Therefore, he needs to run in 2020. No, he does not have the name recognition. More importantly, he's just Ron DeSantis light, but also with the stench of, like, kind of the neocon vibe. Like that's who he kind of really seems to be. But he knows that he needs to appeal towards some of the MAGA crowd, right? Like, he's the chameleon that we don't need in the Republican Party.
I mean, I could see him being potentially maybe a VP pick, maybe, and that's a big maybe. Maybe a cabinet or something like that. I could see some things happening there, but not president.
Fair enough. Now, tomorrow I've got a truth or fiction that will involve the Babylon Bee. Just a heads up there, Pat.
Okay.
But I also have a question for you.
Yeah.
Speaking of batshit crazy weekend, what if I told you the director of the CDC, Rochelle Walensky, remember her?
Yeah, I remember her. Yeah.
I believe it's a her. I shouldn't assume gender. I'm sorry.
Okay.
No, I'm going to assume gender because I've got eyes and biology. Right. That's going to come in very handy later, by the way, in the show.
Yeah.
But what if I told you that she was 100% up to date on her vaccinations? Would you believe me?
Oh, so not to go down the conspiracy theory route, but those that say that, you know, these people that have been pushing the jab for however long are up to date on their jabs, are they really? Have they really taken a jab at all?
Yeah, she definitely has. She has the receipts. And she was one of the first ones to get the new updated mutant version of the booster shot, right? The one that combines the original with the Omicron version or Omicron version, excuse me. What if I told you that this weekend it was announced that she just got COVID?
But wait, isn't the jab supposed to stop transmission?
Pfizer told us like 3 weeks ago at the European Union that it was never tested for that. That's not what it was meant to do.
So
also, Pat, we were told that if you get the mutant jab, right, that it would protect you against this.
So if it's not protecting her against it.
And also she got it a month ago in terms of the mutant jab.
So she got it a month ago.
And then less than a month later gets COVID.
And then gets COVID.
Also the science tells us, Pat, that your greatest protection comes in that first month after getting the jab.
So if none of those things are true,
what the hell are we doing?
Yeah, so my question is, if none of those things are happening for her and she's still getting COVID.
Also, by the way, make sure that your kids are up to date because it's a recommended vaccine now for children entering school.
Yeah, so
which means it's just not going to be required by all the liberal public education systems in this country.
So if it's not working and, you know, this is a mutated version of the jab, you know, to protect against all those mutated variants and stuff, right? Like Omicron. And it's not working against COVID. I just have one question.
Yeah.
Which Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle is she turning into?
The Shredder.
That actually is kind of apropos, is it not?
Yep. Fully vaccinated, right? Oopsies. Fully vaccinated doesn't mean fully vaccinated at all anymore. No. Because fully vaccinated means you can't get the damn virus. Oh, also, Pat, we had an update from the New York Public Health Department this week, the New York City Health Department this week.
What happened there?
Remember that good old monkeypox virus?
Oh, you mean the one that's being predominantly spread around by gay men?
Yeah, because it turns out that having intimate touching, shall we say, with multiple partners turns out to be a bad thing and can lead to virus, right? We can't refer to it as monkeypox anymore, Pat. Take a slight gander as to why.
Because it's homophobic?
Is that the reason they're going to use? Stigmatizing. And it's stigmatizing because people just associate it with gay men having gay men sex.
Well, I mean, of course not. It's not just gay men getting it. It's just being predominantly spread by gay men.
Wait a minute. So if it's spread by gay men, that means that other gay men get the virus.
Have it. Right.
So if it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, looks like a duck.
Right.
It's a duck usually, right? That you know.
Well, it's 2022, so I mean, it could be a cow for all we know.
Oh, good point. Good point. Because 2 + 2 is 5.
Right.
But guess what it's now called? According to the New York City Health Department, they are now referring to it as, what is your guess?
Jab me in the ass virus? I don't know.
It's just simply referred to as MPV.
Which literally stands for monkeypox virus.
You are correct, Pat. You are correct. Because, you know, we have to get rid of the stigma that only gay men can. Nobody believes that, by the way. It just so happens to be that there's a segment of our population that has decided to spread it amongst themselves in a very rapid rate. Now, it is on the decline, and they want to make sure that you are up to date on your shots, but it turns out that those shots are not necessarily working either.
Oh.
They don't have as big of a success rate as people would hope. So it still turns out, Pat, that your best bet is to not go to a gay bathhouse and engage in multiple partner intimate behavior, shall we say.
I still say 15 days to flatten the curve.
I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole. Not gonna happen. Not gonna do it. But we do have another story from the LGBT community, Pat.
Oh, boy.
Because I can't play what happened on air in the UK.
Nor should you, by the way.
Remember how we've been told that the drag queen performances and all this other stuff, right? How they're getting around the, well, this is just education, right? Is that drag queen performances are not about sex, and it's not sexual. It's art, and it's entertaining and entertainment. It's not meant to be a sexual thing, except for it actually is in real life a sexual thing. It is meant to titillate, if you will, to use an old school term, certain parts of the population. What if I told you, Pat, that on Channel 4, one of the biggest British broadcasting companies out there? What if I told you that this weekend they had a trans dude drag queen perform on their program? What if I told you that? So it was a drag queen, so that means a trans man. Okay. Or just a gay person who decides to dress up like a woman.
It was a woman. Okay, just making sure that I understand, like, the okay, yeah, uh-huh.
Because not all trans people are drag queens, and not all drag queens are trans.
Correct.
This person just so happens to be trans, though. What if I told you that they had this person on to perform a musical number, shall we say?
Uh-huh.
And then what if I told you that this was playing in primetime in Great Britain? Bad enough?
I believe that.
But bad enough, right? Exposing children to the sexualization of the drag community, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of exposing themselves, this person decided in the middle of their performance to strip completely naked and play the piano with the male part of themselves.
So he's playing the piano and he's also using his junk with to himself. Play the piano?
Yeah. He was playing with himself on the piano. On national
well,
TV.
Well, I think there's only really one thing to say here. And that is, hell is empty for all the demons are here.
How you don't cut away from this? How you allow this on your air? Oh, it's just art. No. No, it's not. If that is the case, then we should have strip shows every single night on ABC, NBC, and CBS. Why not? Live from Tootsie's. Live from the Velvet Room, right?
Why the pink elephant.
Why not? Oh, because their performance is 100% sexual. But it's perfectly acceptable, normal, and you have to look at it. Otherwise, you're a bigot if it's somebody who's trans and drag. Like you said, hell is empty, for all the demons are here. And with that, Pat, your final thoughts on today's show.
Don't get lost. Remember who you are. No means no. And turns out Rochelle Walensky is turning into Shredder from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Please be smart, be safe, be kind. As always, Matthew 547.